All right, Quarantino Vino. This is the most important thing that we do all week. I got to tell you that right now. No question. And our friend Peter Schwarzbach is back with us from Vin Chicago, and he is finding us every week. He's finding us bottles of wine under $20, and we got two bottles of wine, one red, one white, and they are under $12. Both of them under $12. You know, one for $11.79, and then you've got the $9.99 white, the Albarino. Now, I want to just say this, Peter. I already drank, not today, although I wouldn't surprise myself if I had, but I already drank the red because I'd gotten that last week, and I'm just going to have to recreate that from memory. However, so we'll get to that in a moment. But this white, it's an Albarino. Explain what an Albarino is.
Sure. So Albarino, that's the grape. You know, people are familiar with Chardonnay. They're familiar with Sauvignon Blanc. Albarino is a grape just like that. And it comes from Spain, right by the Atlantic Ocean, right by the shore.
Yep, right there. That's just opening right there. Okay, yep. And what are the characteristics of this particular grape?
So it's really just a friendly grape. It's soft, really juicy. Doesn't have oak to it. It's not oaky and buttery like a Chardonnay, and nor is it like tangy and tart like a Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm. It's just something you can pop and drink by itself. It's great if you have cheese around. Seafood is the classic. If you visit the region in Spain, they're going to serve shrimp and all sorts of seafood, and it's a perfect match with that. But it'll pair with just about anything you have.
Okay. Taking my first sip of it. It is
all right.
Light, crisp. This is very drinkable. Unfortunately, too drinkable. God knows what kind of a poop show this is going to be by 7 o'clock tonight if I am not careful. But this is, it's got, you're right. You can, it's perfect with cheese. It would be perfect with, actually almost air. It goes very well with air. So I think we're into something. And this, and I'm looking at this. This is, listen to this, my friends. This is $9.99 a bottle. Now, I got to understand this because, you know, we've been doing this now for the last 3 weeks, Peter. And I am, call me a fool, but I often will buy bottles of wine that are, you know, $40 or $50 a bottle, even if you buy them in a store. Because I think that the more expensive they are, the better they are. And now you have turned me on to all these wines that are under $20 that are just as good, if not better. Why are they so much less than these other bottles? Why?
It's the way we buy the wine. We taste a lot of wine. We probably taste about 600 or 700 wines every month. And most of it's good nowadays. But what we look for is that magic bottle that's really good and is really cheap. For example, this Albarino, normally you spend $14, $15 to get a nice bottle of Albarino, and we were shocked when we found the price of this one. So there are bargains out there. It's not like when you buy a car. If you pay $30,000 for a car, you're going to get a nice car. Wine, sometimes you pay a lot of money, you get a great wine, but there's some hidden gems out there.
So do these producers know what they've got on their hands? I mean, do they? Because the fact of the matter is that I guess part of the marketing, part of the money goes into the marketing, right? There are some wines, you go into a wine store, the California Reds, that do a really good job of marketing. They spend a lot of money in terms of making sure that their product gets in front, you know, gets certain placement in stores. That's not how you guys really operate at Vin, but some of the other stores do it like that. And then there's with fancy labels, and they've got something wacky. They got a guy with a fist or a tattoo or something, you know, that they're trying. And there's nothing wrong with those wines. Those are very good wines. But quite honestly, the things that you've turned us on to are a half or a quarter of the price and just as good. And by the time you're done with the bottle, you're done with the bottle.
No, there's some of the wines have a lot of marketing dollars behind them, and we tend to look for smaller family producers. The Albarino we're tasting today comes from the Hill family, spelled G-I-L, Spanish family, mm-hmm. multi-generational business, and they're just some of the hardest workers there are. The current generation, they say, we're not building this business for us. We're not building it for our kids. We're building this for our grandkids. So they're looking just to grow the business, to get really big. They're not looking to get rich in every bottle. They're just looking to build a tradition to pass on to the through the generations.
Okay, the bottle is Ofillo, F-I-L-L-O, da Condesa, C-O-N-D-E-S-A. We'll put this up on the WGN website. Is that correct? Are we going to be doing that, Jeffrey? I know that we've had some changes there, but yes, we are going to be doing that. And this is an Albarino, and you can, and again, that's another one of these sneaks that you're teaching us too, is that you can go to places, you can go to other regions outside of California or France, and you can find really, really, really great deals. Spain is excellent. You can, I quite honestly, for the price, the Spanish wines are as great as they get. Italian wines, obviously, everybody knows about those too. So that there's like a price point at which, if you want to get something that's sort of in a lot of cases, a hybrid between the French and the Italian, Spain is perfect. It is stuck in between those two regions, and they've been making wine for the same amount of time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the red here, which, I cheated. I already drank. That's the Domaine Lafage Tessellae, right? Is that, yes. Am I pronouncing it that right? T-E-S-S-E-L-L-A-E. This, it's a Côte-du-Roussillon, Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. Did I pronounce that right?
Close on that one. Mourvèdre.
Mourvèdre. That's good enough. It's a blend, right, of the Grenache, the Syrah, and the Mourvèdre. It's from 2017. It's $11.79 a bottle. It is insane for that amount of money. I mean, it is great. The French wines are, you know, they're always spectacular. This is an old vine wine. What does that mean?
So the grapevines themselves are older. You know, typically it means, you know, 40 to 60 years old, could be 70 or 80 years old. And what the Roussillon region is, it's only now becoming a little more popular. They used to make bulk wine. And in bulk wine, you get paid by the gallon if you're growing the grapes. You know, right. You get paid by the ton, I should say. And as the vines get older, the yields get less and less. People have less interest in them. They produce less fruit as they're older. So Jean-Marc Lafage, who made this wine, he starts buying up some of these old vines, can buy them at really low prices. And while they're not good for someone who's getting paid by the ton, they're perfect for someone who's making a fine wine. And that's why this wine is $12, not $20 or $25 or more.
Man, I'm telling you, it's great. All right, vinchicago.com if people want to go to the website, take a look, or you make a phone call. Bother Peter now with questions about this, because this is really amazing stuff. Thank you so much, Peter Schwarzbach from Vin Chicago, vinchicago.com. And if you, we'll put up all these wines on the website so people can get them. Again, under $20. These two, under $12 a bottle. You cannot go wrong. You'll impress yourself. You can't impress your friends or your neighbors right now, but you will impress yourself with it. Thank you so much.